Beacon chips have been around for quite some time now, but there isn't any Beacon emulator that I am aware of. We have our OBK simulator, but it's basically a Windows/Linux port of OBK firmware, and not the true emulator, which tries to mimic Beacon chip by running their instructions at hardware level. However, as I've recently shown with ALI M3801, it's relatively simple to get a basic control flow running with Capstone in Python. In this topic, I will show a basic preview of my Beacon simulator. It's still an early proof of concept, but it's already showing some really promising results. The basic idea here is to use existing Python libraries to do the heavy lifting. I went with Capstone for disassembling the ARM-thumb instructions, and Unicorn Engine, which is based on Keemu, for the actual CPU emulation part. This works mostly out of the box because Beacon chips, like BK7231, are just standard ARM9 architectures, ARM968ES. The only real tricky part is mocking the Beacon-specific hardware registers so the firmware doesn't get stuck in an infinite loop when it tries to talk to the Wi-Fi baseband or hardware timers. So far, I've did only a very basic draft, trying to hack only together some basic operations, for debug log is printed correctly. Here are some sample logs generated by the current version of the tool, at the time of writing. First test. BK7231T-QIO-WOOX-R5111-2023-14-10-23-36-06. Second test, OOBK-118.300. Test with bootloader, one of WOOX. I've also went further and decided to try testing some math operations, integer and floating points. I've added following snippet to main_init before delay. It runs just fine and prints expected output, thus proving that the emulator is correctly executing the soft float routines, libgcc, compiled into the firmware, meaning the fundamental ARM instruction emulation is flawless. So summing up, basic emulation of the BK7231 series is entirely feasible and brings a really promising set of possibilities for the future. We could potentially run automated tests for OpenBeacon, debug crashes without needing hardware, or even just learn more about how the Tuya SDK interacts with the baseband. There's still a ton of work to do on mocking the hardware registers, peripherals, and getting Wi-Fi initialized, but we've already gotten past the bootloader and into the main application logic. The next goal is probably to get past info main main init after delay done and into the on every second open beacon loop, because it doesn't seem to be reaching it yet. Needs more investigation. If anyone wants to play around with this, check out the code on GitHub. Feel free to contribute or just run it to see the magic happen. Repository, added after 3 hours, 7 minutes. The current question is how to get into the main loop. I found some potential stalling loops, but some of them must still remain. Or maybe it really takes so much instructions.